everyone, it's Chloe, and I'm so excited to share something fabulous with you, Vogue's first ever global fashion community, Vogue Club. Our members get to mingle with Vogue editors, yes, including me, and fellow fashion enthusiasts at exclusive events around the world. And that's just the start. Membership opens doors to the fashion industry, bringing you expert career advice and insider style and beauty tips. What are you waiting for? Head over to Vogue.com/membership to join, and here's a little treat. Use code TRT20 and snag 20% off your membership. That's TRT20 for 20% off your ticket to Vogue Club. Are you in?
This is The Run Through. I'm Cho Minardi.
I'm Chloe Mal, and this is a very exciting episode of the podcast because we are in the field at Tory Burch HQ.
And we have 7 episodes this week. We've got models, Vogue editors, pop stars,
and of course, designers.
Yes, we do. The Tory Burch runway show was last night.
At the amazing Gilder Center, the Natural History Museum.
We visited Tory in her Manhattan headquarters.
Hi, Tori.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
nice to see you. Come over, I'll show you.
So we're in the middle of a fitting and one of the models just came in one of the finale dresses, which is so gorgeous.
Yes.
Can I touch it?
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's like a mesh metallic dress that's layered over a very gauzy
with almost a hoop skirt.
It's a silk gauze.
Wow,
and it's hoop skirts. And
oh wow, you can hear it sounds almost like Santa's sleigh is coming. What is that noise?
Bells. They're tiny bells in
but are
part
they
of the embroidery.
They're on the actual dress.
Cool. Yeah.
And what about, is it
and
also in the hair?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hairnet. So fabulous.
So it's kind of a dress that was meant to be ergonomic and layering and super lightweight and creating shape with the idea also of things that restricted women in the past. And
okay.
That's crinolines and hairnets, but we wanted to redefine them and take them and give them a new context and make things that were not restrictive.
And sonorous.
Exactly, and sonorous.
So. What was the starting point for you?
Thinking about just the chaos in the world. And so I started thinking about what is effortless, what is calm, how do we create something that really exudes that? Because I feel like everything is just so in our face all the time. I wanted women to sort of reclaim themselves and their bodies and feel a bit spiritual in the process. And so there's little cues to that.
Was there any inspiration point for you culturally? Were there any paintings, any person, any place?
In a way, I kind of wanted to not think about that. And
okay.
I kind of wanted it to also not be about a time. I sort of thought about the 60s, the 90s, and the future. And kind of like what would a mashup be and sort of having cues but not being able to look at it and say, oh, that looks like it's from a certain era.
Oh, we love to see all the boards. Oh, the Gilder Center is a brilliant
place. Isn't it crazy?
To do this.
I know. It's kind of like a mix of the moon and a beehive.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
Like, or a cocoon. You kind of don't know what you're feeling.
Exactly.
But you are feeling like this overwhelming sense of calm, which is kind of why I loved it.
I guess we should say what we're looking at since this is audio.
We're looking at the Gilder Center at the Natural History Museum. It's a new addition to the Natural History Museum that was designed by Jeannie Gang. And it's, as Tori just said, it's this kind of incredible soaring ceilinged, but also quite cavernous space that feels at once like a cocoon, a beehive, the moon. It can be whatever you want it to be. It's a Rorschach for what you want the space to be.
That's true.
I mean, the space gives you that already because it's sort of organic but futuristic.
Yeah, we were
same
thinking
time.
Like the concept of retrofuturism.
Nice. I mean, it must be hard to pick favorites, but are there any sort
of favorite looks?
Well,
here's a look coming out. This is one of my favorites. And to me, it's the concept of like hard and soft, like long and short, and sort of dichotomies.
We're seeing a sort of beautiful, what color would you call it?
Aubergine?
We call it ink because it's like purple and navy mixed.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's shimmering and it has these kind of slightly bell-shaped sleeves. There's no collar, so it's very simple and minimal. And then there's this short ruffled skirt underneath.
And it's actually a silhouette. Dress that's sort
a dress.
Of bandages.
Oh, wow.
And then mixed with nylon. And we sort of like the stretchiness, which is not restrictive, and the nylon, which is very lightweight, but we thought a lot about structure.
I love that all of the shoes look comfortable. I hate going to a show where I see models and they look unsteady or they don't.
No, I know.
In pain.
Yes. Do you get nerves before shows?
I mean, a little bit. You work on something for a year and then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, it's over and then the world judges you instantly. And it's like,
do you read reviews?
Like, wait, what just happened? I don't really read that many.
Really?
Reviews.
I'm always amazed when people say that. I don't know how I would do it.
And you're so close to something. Yeah. And it's kind of personal. And especially now, these collections, now that I can design fully 100%, is such a personal expression. And you kind of, my team reads them as a good or bad, or, you know, so. And then you have to start on the next one.
Right.
Literally the next day.
Really?
I mean, for me, I work the next week and then I take a couple weeks off. But we have to work on buys and the reviews. And
Tori, I feel like I haven't talked to you since you're now designing full time and not CEO.
5 years.
Wow. I can't believe it's been 5 years.
It was, because, well, COVID was 3 of them. Right.
Do you miss any part of that? Was it a hard transition?
It was the easiest thing I've ever done. People were like, was it hard for you to give up CEO? And it was not hard at all. I had to marry my husband.
Well, I was going to say, I have a question. If your new CEO wasn't your husband, do you think it would have been harder?
It probably would have been harder.
Okay.
But I have such massive trust between he and my brother, who's been here with me forever.
What is your brother's role?
He's in-house legal, new business development.
Oh, wow. So it's a real family
affair.
He's
literally the personification of our foundation and culture.
Okay. So
through the years, the business kind of overtook my role from a creative standpoint.
Did it just feel like coming off a treadmill, or were you able to... Were you able to give up things up immediately, or did it take a few seasons?
It was pretty immediate. I'm still like high level strategy because I love business, but you know, I started thinking about like why, when this started shifting. I think when I started sport, it was
Tori Sport. Yeah, which you started in 2015.
Yeah, it was 2015. I can't believe you know that. 2015. You know better than I did. That was something I just did.
Okay.
Because
you're a great athlete.
Well, I love sports, and I couldn't find things I wanted to wear. So I was like, how do we make sport more interesting, more something that I'd wear beyond sports also. So that was the beginning of sort of the shift and me knowing that I wanted to design more.
Okay.
And so I tried different things of trying to get someone to come on board to help me.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work out. And then met my husband. He was interested in investing in our company. That's how we met.
That's how you met?
We met through bankers.
Oh, my God. Romance.
Romance that took a while. It was a slow burn. And so, but actually a funny story is we met in Paris. He had a great meeting, and I missed his email. And so he wanted to invest with LVMH.
Oh, my God.
And I missed the email and never responded.
He was an executive at LVMH.
He was the
before.
CEO of the fashion group at LVMH. So he ran 10 of their brands.
Wow.
So he was looking at us to invest. And so he sent an email and I missed it.
Oh, my God.
And so a year later.
What a misconnection.
It was really, can you imagine?
In many ways.
A year later, nothing. I never wrote back to him. He was just like, what happened with breakfast?
So
a year later, I had to call him because my ex-husband, who we're now friendly, and he told me it was a 10-year misunderstanding, so I forgave him and we're great friends. And beyond that, I had to call him because I was being sued, and any person that I had a business meeting with was being deposed, and he was one of them.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my
so
God.
That's how you reconnected.
In a way, that's how we reconnected. So I have to thank Chris, my ex-husband,
for
reconnecting. And then we started the talks again about the business, and we were that close to the investment. And we
this
kind
is
of
like
realized.
A Nancy Myers meets Business of Fashion.
There was a little more to it than that. And
oh,
so,
awesome.
Look, Guido.
Hi, Guido, how are you?
Yeah, good
to see you.
Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, good Guido. Thank you.
Bye,
Guido. And for the listeners who don't know, Guido Palau is one of the more revered hairstylists.
Guido is like my hero. He's done our shows for the last, I don't know, many years, but he also takes things and he creates new things with them and makes it better.
So do you say, all right, Guido, I'm seeing a low ponytail and I want bells?
Well,
and then
I saw hair nets. And so he was like, okay, really?
Wow.
I sort of wanted that sort of subtle take on women and what they've endured. And, you know, where I just pictured hair nets around curlers, which was obviously a very unfortunate part of our history. And so I wanted to take that concept and make it modern.
And so Guido just sort of goes into his lab.
And so look what he did. He saw it. He made it. Yeah. It's just like becomes an ornament. It's really beautiful.
The run through will be back in just a moment.
Live from Tory Burch's headquarters.
It's Saturday night.
Go.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all, and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411, and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? Maybe a chef-grade range made you want to hone your cooking skills, or a high-tech tennis racket made you want to work on your backhand. I recently bought a new pair of running shoes, and that made me love hitting the pavement again. Well, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Do you want to walk through?
Yes,
please.
Okay. Oh, a model just came back in an amazing taxicab yellow, cropped, very sort of 1950s jacket, but with retrofuturist sleeves.
Yeah, and it's again about not being restrictive. And it's also, you know how you wear like tunics or caftans or shirts, and it's like you just can't move your arms well. So I think we cut it in a way that sort of really flatters the arm also. So it's kind of a really nice detail.
And I feel like the draping builds on a lot of the draping you've been doing over the...
Yeah, I mean, we want to have, like, some continuity and sort of the... I'm really interested in shaping and the way, and just a female body and how it really contours and helps. And this, to me, is such a... It's so lightweight, first of all.
Oh, it's like almost a Madame Grey
type. Yeah, I mean, draping. You know what? People have said that. Obviously, I love Madame Grey, but it was like, how do you create structure with something such a lightweight, fine jersey?
Which gray is, today.
Yeah. And this is jersey, actually, to your point.
Oh, wow, is it?
Gray. Yeah.
Tori, I want to know how designing changes your day-to-day schedule, and I want to know like what the Tori Monday morning looks like.
Oh, God. You know, I'm here by 8:30. And
what time do you wake up? What are you doing in the morning?
I wake up at 6, and I try to work out. I won't say I'm that successful.
How many times a week
I would say
you
maybe, if I'm lucky, 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
Because
that's good.
Like, in my own head, I'm like, do I want to spend time with my dogs? It used to be my kids.
Aww.
And now it's like, I have 2 dogs that are my therapy. And so...
Chloe can sympathize with that.
I know. I'm a massive dog lover.
Yeah.
And so, and they just, like, are boundless.
I mean,
energy.
Lloyd is by far my most challenging child. Yeah.
And I have Chicken and Slim.
What kind of dogs are they?
They're poodles, like little miniature.
Yeah. Well, Chicken escaped.
She
escaped.
So she's damaged goods.
Forces of fashion. I remember that drama.
I know. Do you remember? Oh my God, that was the morning after.
The morning after Forces of Fashion.
You know I was traumatized. Like, literally nothing.
It's traumatizing. Chicken escaped on Fifth Avenue.
On Fifth Avenue for 3 days.
No.
I didn't find her for 3 days.
It was terrible.
How did she get back?
You don't even know. It was like a very long story, but to make it very short, we put signs literally. I got a call from Central Park South saying, I get it, you lost your dog. Can you stop like plastering it all over the city? But someone called me on one of those signs and said, I saw this couple pick up the dog at this time on this corner. Aww. I went to every building.
Chicken was dog napped?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
I didn't
so,
realize
well,
that.
I don't know if I made night. Well, I'll tell you the story. So I went to every building and I got the footage from the building.
Oh, wow.
And I found a perfect picture of a couple holding her. Aww. And I put it on Instagram and it went viral. And I said, thank you, you have my dog, you're
oh,
my
that's
hero.
That's such a good approach.
I said, I can't thank you enough. And so it literally, after so many like calls of pretending they had my dog,
wow.
And Pookie, my stepdaughter, decided to put a reward. So it was like, you can imagine. And so I was getting calls from people from Portugal, from Greece. Oh, I heard you lost your dog.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. And then it was almost like this crazy, like weird handoff at 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
And the person pulled up in a blacked out Mercedes. I gave them a Tory Burch tote with the reward. They handed me the dog and it was like, that was that.
Wow, chicken like
3 days later. I know. But I was traumatized and our whole office, we couldn't work. It was crazy.
So you get into the office at 8:30 and then are you?
It's back to back.
Okay.
Literally, I barely have time to eat lunch. And I've always worked like that. I used to laugh because people used to say to me, do you go to the office? It's usually 10-hour days. It's
in the office.
Maybe, in the office. And it's intense, but it's so much fun, and I love it. So that's it, you guys.
Congratulations,
Thank
it
you.
Looks great.
In fact, Choma's about to get run over by a rack right now. Tomorrow on the show, our New York Fashion Week Shark Week coverage continues with Raul Lopez.
And also get ready for Vogue World on September 14th.
You can watch the live stream on Vogue.com on September 14th starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. London Time.
Don't miss it.
The Run Through of Vogue is a production of Condé Nast Entertainment.
The show is produced by Susie Lechtenberg, Chelsea Daniel, and Alex John Burns. It's engineered by Jake Loomis and Gabe Quiroga and mixed by Mike Kutchman.
See you soon.
Bye. Hey, listeners, Chloe here. If you need to stay as up to date with the latest developments and innovations in the luxury industry as I do, you need to dive into Vogue Business. It's your ticket to a global perspective on fashion and beauty, delivering exclusive insights that will give you the edge in this competitive, dynamic industry. Just visit VogueBusiness.com today and use the code RUN20 at checkout to join the Vogue Business community. That's VogueBusiness.com, promo code RUN20. Don't miss out.